You don't know how much time has passed since the parents left. The power has gone out. The phone lines are dead. When you turn on the faucet, the water comes out murky and brackish. Shortwave radio messages from neighbors warn that they are out there, roaming the streets. You're running out of food. You were together before the night came, where you found each other soon after. Summer vacation wasn't supposed to be this dark. But now you're together, and you need to find food.
Hi, you've reached Mary. Please leave a message.
Hey, I don't... It's been a few days. It's not that I'm worried, because, like, you call me a big kid a lot. So, like, I'm not worried, because that's not what I should be right now. But if, when you get this, call back, come back. I'll see you soon, Mom. I miss you.
Don't be afraid. They're just animals. They look like us, they're just animals. They're hungry. You're better than them. You're smarter than them. You're faster than them. I'm faster than them. You can run. Don't be afraid.
Hi, I'm unavailable. Please leave your name and number, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Mom, I don't know how I got here. Please answer. Need you. Please, I need you. Sorry. I don't know what to do. Please call me back. Call me back.
Captain's log, day 5. I think that today is gonna be all right. I know I keep saying that, and thus far the days have been all right. Finding food is something that I would like to think that I'm getting better at, and it's giving me a lot of time to read, and sorry, this isn't as detailed as it usually is. I think sort of just running over the same details. John, if you're listening, I miss you. Bye.
Mom, I tried calling you, but that didn't work. And you always said that if I needed something, I could leave a note. So I'm leaving a note. I don't know where you are. And you said you would be back. And I keep thinking that I see you, but then you're not there. Could you let me know if you're here? Really? You know where to find me. Great.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rolling Midnight 30 Candles. I am your game master, Saffron Heftgaub. I use she, her pronouns. You can find me online at Gaub Hefta. The game that I will be running for our lovely players today and that you all get to listen to is called Suburbanoia. I I am now going to have my cast all introduce themselves and their characters.
Hi, I'm B. Alexander. My pronouns are he, they. You can find me online at Booth Skeletons on Twitter. Booth like a diner, skeletons like what's in your body. And then I'm B. Alexander anywhere else that you need to find me. My character's name is Lizzie Hammond. Her pronouns are she, her, I guess. She has a shaved head, dark skin, a black t-shirt, ripped jeans, beat up sneakers. She's a punk in the derogatory way, more than in the music way.
Hi, I'm Kat. I use they, them pronouns. I am the host king of several podcasts, most of which you can find at cosmoscameo.com. You can also find me at Catling Gun. That's C-A-T-L-I-N-G Gun. Pew, 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 pew. And I am playing Kaylin Stewart McKenzie. She, her pronouns. Kaylin is tall and she has long straight blonde hair tied back in a tight high ponytail. Her outfit is strictly athletic and comfortable. She wears sturdy shoes. She is very confident. Her home life has taught her to trust no one else. And she's going to get by on her own.
Hi, my name is Kendrick, or Kendo, whichever you prefer. I use they, he pronouns, and you can find me everywhere on the internet that matters at Kendo Makes Films. I am playing Devin Allen, who uses he, him pronouns. He is this scrawny glasses wearing kid who's always wearing what amounts to be like a school uniform, kind of just like short sleeve like polo and like short like khakis, I'm imagining, like, just ratty sneakers, I think is shoes. He's black, probably has like a low fade going on. He is new in town, recently moved here, transferred to a new school, left basically everybody else that he knew behind. So he is in a new place that is unfamiliar with him, with people he doesn't know, and definitely no one that he really trusts here.
Hello, my name is Percival Walter. I use he, she pronouns. You can find me online on Twitter at Percy of Walter. My character is the illustrious and beautiful and wonderful James Smith. He uses he, him pronouns. He is not afraid of the dark. His favorite color is green. He loves those like boy detective novels. He's a Boy Scout. And he has an asshole of a fucking older brother named John. He's got short brown hair, brown eyes, pale skin, and he loves a good pair of Chucks.
My name is Zola Heftigalb. I use she, they pronouns. You can find me on Twitter or X at ace_of_crows or on Instagram at ace.of.crows_art. And I play Brianna, otherwise known as Bree Peterson, who uses she, her pronouns. 14-year-old Brianna has short brown hair and a bob and wears overalls with a t-shirt layered underneath. A reader and a daydreamer, Bree likes to think of herself as an optimist, but often gets lost in the stories she reads.
Okay, that was great. I want to cover a couple last things before we get started. To our audience, if you are posting about this show online, please use the hashtag RollingMidnight or hashtag 30Candles. And you can also use hashtag 30CSpoilers to tag your content. You could follow our studio's official account at Midnight Seed Media on pretty much every single platform. And for more information about our cast and our shows, please check out our website, midnightceremoniesmedia.com. The game we are playing today is 10 Candles by Stephen Dewey. You can find his work at calvarygames.com and support him at patreon.com/StephenDewey. On a final note, 10 Candles is a tragic horror game, and this season deals with many heavy themes, including child endangerment and death. So please check out our episode description for time-stamped content warnings. Also know that our cast has used numerous safety tools to make sure we are telling this story safely. So, with all of that established, let's begin with some truths. These things are true. The world is dark.
The food is starting to turn.
There's a store, but it's all the way across the street.
The deer have started to jump the fences.
They say the adults are planning to fight back.
It's summer, but it's summer at night, so it's colder than you think it should be.
And we are alive. Five kids who share the same block have come together, one house where each of you can have your own space, but there's not enough food. You know that there is a little corner store down at the end of the block. Maybe there'd be more food there. All you hear outside is crickets. What do you do?
Kaylin's taken for her own room, her own space. I think it was somebody's study, but it is the front-facing second floor room. So she has a view of the street, and she has a view of the store. And Kaylin spends most of her time sitting by this window, trying to see how far she can see in the darkness, any sign of the right time to make their move.
I would like you to make the first conflict roll, resolution roll, to see what you see out on the street.
Two sixes have happened, no ones have happened.
Okay, success and narrative control.
All right.
What does Caitlin see?
Caitlin sees a street over what looks like headlights. And she sees all the little shadows in the street scurry toward. And while they are distracted, this is our shot. And Caitlin just immediately like stomps down the stairs like, it's time, we gotta go, we have to go. Who's in?
As soon as Caitlin says it's time to go, I'm like, okay. And I stand up and I have all of my stuff on me and I'm like immediately at the door.
Lizzie has been holding on to like a small paring knife from the kitchen for the past however many days and is holding it proud in her hand and is like, yep, I'm ready to go.
I think Bree had left to leave a note earlier in the day, like, but has now come back to, so she's ready.
They're distracted. If we're going to make it to the store, now's the time.
I think Devin has been spending a lot of the time in a corner away from everyone. Not necessarily because he doesn't trust anyone here or is paranoid that maybe someone here is already them. But yeah, kind of that also. And so here's this plan and is just like quietly weighing the options in his head. Like, if it's better to go with them or not.
Would you like to make a conflict resolution roll to see what Devin decides to do?
Yeah, I can do that. That is 1-6 and 1-1.
Unless you'd like to burn a treat, I'm going to take that dice. And so for the rest of the scene, you all will be rolling 9 dice.
I don't think I'm going to burn clumsy just yet. I think there's a probably a better place to use that.
Okay.
So,
but as of now, you still have narrative control. So, it, with that success, does that mean that Devin goes with the group?
Yeah, I think it. Yeah, I think ultimately he sits there, looks at what's happening, and goes, "All right, I'll go." And is not happy about it, but will follow.
Can't keep up.
But what's our plan?
They're distracted. Somebody drove by. I saw headlights. They're distracted. We run there. We run back. We grab everything we can carry.
I would say also just generally dry goods is a good place to start. Those are going to keep a lot longer than other stuff. So I'd say canned and dried is what we're aiming for. And I brought a bag and some extra bags. So if anyone needs any extra bags, you just let me know.
And I can fold up the end of my shirt to create a sort of basket. And you can put things in there as well, in case you're not interested in the backpack.
What wonderful quick thinking.
I leave.
So you're heading out, crossing the street.
Yeah.
And it is clear, like, you have the opportunity to run and go forward.
Yeah. And Kaylin is the star forward of her soccer team. She is fast. And she is just going to fully take the distance between here and the store at a sprint.
James is gonna sort of, is very like, no man left behind, so we'll probably caboose it, even though he can also run pretty damn fast, and make sure that Devin doesn't get left behind, and we'll be behind Devin and sort of keeping an eye on the crew as we move forward.
Devin is very upset by the fact that Devin can't be in the back to be able to bail whenever he needs to, and is probably just like, no, you can go ahead. I'll just slow you down.
No, you're a member of the team. No member of the team ever slows us down. The team just needs to change the tempo, Devin.
No, okay, but it's going to be bad. I'm telling you.
If you say it'll be bad, it'll be bad, Devin. You got to think positively in these circumstances.
There's not a lot of positive things happening.
Well, I'm standing next to you, and that means I'm having a good time, Devin, so that's positive to me.
Okay.
You've got this, Devin.
I don't.
Kaylin, you get to the store first.
Yeah.
It was night. It is night. But it's also been a couple days. Like you to make a conflict resolution roll to see if it's locked.
Yeah.
Or if someone's broken in. And that's 9 dice.
2 and 2.
Okay. I rolled a 5, so you have narrative control. Do you want to give up those 2 ones to me?
Both of them?
Yep, or you can, do you have a trait up top?
I do. My vice is up top. I'm gonna do it.
Okay. What is your vice?
Irritable.
Okay, how does irritable come into how you succeed in this moment?
It is locked. No one has broken in yet. And Kaylin gets pissed off and kicks the door as hard as she can. And it breaks enough for her to, like fiddle around and find the opening.
Hell yeah. And what were those, when you re-rolled those 2 ones, what did you get?
A 6 and a 1.
I do believe that 1 will still go to me, but I only have 2 dice now instead of 3. Okay. So you still have narrative control.
Yeah.
You break down the door.
Yeah. Fuck this place. I'm picturing something like a 7-Eleven. Like, I'm picturing, like a corner store.
Yeah.
So there's an aisle of food that's, like, food, but for the most part, it's, like... I think she starts just stuffing her pockets with protein bars. And then I think once she's got a bunch of protein bars, she moves to the front window to keep lookout as everyone else makes their way over.
I think that Lizzie grabs like 3 gallons of water, like the gallon jugs, and then does the shirt basket thing and pushes as many like little bags of chips in as she can.
Is there anything in particular people are looking for?
First aid supplies. I'm also grabbing. I think James has a moment where he goes to like the medical section and gets like also things like toothpaste and that sort of stuff, and then like looks at the condoms and gets embarrassed and then looks at the other stuff and grabs it, like thinks about it for 2 seconds and is like, no, that's dumb, what the fuck, and like keeps going.
Since medical supplies are tricky, I'm gonna make you roll to see what you actually find.
Great. What am I rolling?
You're gonna roll 8 dice.
Okay.
8 6-sided dice.
Okay, I got 3 sixes and 1 1.
Okay. Unless you would like to burn a trait, I will take that one. But I did not roll any sixes, so you have narrative control. So what specific medical supplies do you get?
I am looking for menstrual supplies, and I'm looking for emergency first aid stuff and like sanitizing things. So like hydrogen peroxide, gauze, scissor. Like I have scissors, but like any more stuff to like restock for basics of like trauma wounds, and then like things that we need to sustain ourselves in our group, which would be menstrual supplies. So that's why. Oh, and painkillers, if they got them.
Your backpacks are filled up.
Yes. He's very pleased.
I think Bree has just been going around like shoving snacks into like, I assume she has like a pocket on her overalls that she's just sort of like trail mix, protein bars in, and then is like, oh, James said like canned food. So it's gonna look for any like canned goods that this convenience store might have.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll. See what you find.
Okay. And it's 7 dice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed for SpaghettiOs.
Okay, I got 1 6 and 2 1s.
Okay, would you like to give those ones to me? I also rolled a 6 and ties go to GM, so.
Yeah, I think I wanna burn my thing because I think okay. It'd be fun here.
What is your trait?
I also have my vice up first, and it is selfish. So I'm gonna try to reroll these ones, but I got 2 4s, so still only 1 6, but no ones.
Okay, I keep the narrative control.
Yeah,
you find SpaghettiOs. You find canned peaches. You find canned fruits. Canned green beans. This is the 80s. They're really into canned things. There's a lot of stuff you can find. And you also see, since you burned your vice and you're selfish, what is like Bree's favorite snack in the entire world?
Snacks well enough to answer that question.
Maybe just like some like chocolate.
Oh, you find chocolate and you think to yourself, this chocolate, you only have, you know, so much room in your pocket. You can fit a lot more chocolate in your pocket than cans. What does Bree end up taking?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's gonna put the chocolate in her pocket. Can she also grab like a can?
Yeah, of course, you can grab a can.
She maybe grabs like a couple of cans, but she doesn't have anywhere else to put them. So now she's just carrying like a can of SpaghettiOs and a can of peaches.
Was Devin looking for anything in particular?
Yeah, Devin's gonna go for water, gonna go find a big like big like 24 count, because we're not going to need more than 24 bottles. Who, come on, we're, and also it's probably the most I can carry at once. Actually, I think Devin does try to get two cases, one stacked on top of the other.
If you find water, it might be mm-hmm. difficult, though, mm-hmm. to carry all that water by yourself.
I agree. I would say it's difficult.
Can you give me a conflict roll to see how well Devin does?
I would love to give you a conflict roll. Is that 8 dice?
That's going to be 7 dice.
7 dice? Okay. Okay, we've got 1 6. We've got no more sixes. We've got 1 1.
Okay, I also have a 6, which means I have narrative control, unless you would like to burn that clumsy.
I would love to burn this clumsy. Oh, I get to actually burn it. That's so cool.
Ooh.
And then I get to re-roll everything. Except
just the
for
one.
I get to just roll. Okay, just that one. That's a 3. So no, nothing.
Okay, so I still maintain narrative control. Okay. You go to grab these big cartons of water and you fill up your arms full of all these bottles and you're holding on to them. You're like, oh my God, I'm great. And you turn around, and in turning around, you're not completely... Devin doesn't have maybe the best awareness of his body. still growing into it.
Yeah.
And you knock into, you know, like maybe a magazine rack with some newspapers and magazines, and it just knocks right over. And it's loud, that metal rack hitting the floor. And you hear the sound of thumping from the back of the store.
Guys, they're here. They're here. They're here.
Okay, well, shut up about it.
They're here.
Devin.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to head to where James is at, because 7-Eleven usually has things like flashlights and stuff, and I would just love to grab me one of those.
Roll to see if you find some flashlights.
I would love to. How many am I?
7.
7 of them. Okay. 1 6, no ones.
Okay. I also rolled a 6. I have narrative control. You find flashlights. And you find batteries. They are new flashlights. They do not have batteries in them. The thumping is getting louder. You see there's a door in the back of the shop that maybe leads to a back office or a basement or something. It is getting louder. It sounds like shuffling feet, maybe the sound of things being knocked over. It is loud and raucous, and it is coming your way. Not burst out yet, but there is something back there for sure.
There are flats of like water and drinks here, right?
Oh, there's lots of supplies.
I grab as many flats of drinks as I can and place them in front of the door.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna try to barricade the door?
Yeah, and I'm just, James, load one of these things.
Got it. And I will also start doing that.
Is anyone else? What is everyone else doing?
I think Bree ran back to the front of the store when she heard that the shelf crashed down. Noticing the sounds from the back room, she's going to try to look back out into the street. Specifically trying to look for, like, because Kaylin said there's, like, headlights. She's going to try to look for headlights or, like, figure out what that could have been if it wasn't headlights.
Okay. I would like... First, let's see a roll from James to see if you were, since we already had a roll from Kat, for barricading the door, I'd like a roll from James. Still 7 dice. And then I would also like a roll from 3 to see what you see outside with it.
Same thing, 3 6s, 2 1, or 1 1.
Okay, I did not roll any 6s. Do you want to give that 1 to me?
Yeah, I'll burn charitable. Which okay. I feel like I'm being in this moment.
Okay. Burn it and re-roll that one.
There's a one again.
Okay, so you're going to roll six dice, Bree, to see what you see outside. And then tell me, you do have narrative control. Tell me, how do you guys barricade the door?
I think that it works incredibly effectively. I feel like it's probably those, like, I'm imagining those big, like, steel shelves that are on wheels, but they have the locks on them at the bottom that you press down. So I think it was, I think James saw Kaylin trying to, like, push the shelves and was like, ah, and then, like, undid the little notches on the bottom and then pushed them all to the door and then locked them all again really efficiently, and they're all, like, stacked up in a way where, like, no motherfucking zombies or whatever the hell these things are not getting through this door without a lot of force.
What did you roll, Bree?
Six dice, right?
Yeah, six dice.
Oh, I didn't roll any sixes.
Did you roll
any ones? And I didn't roll any ones.
Then that means the scene is gonna end. These things are true. The world is dark.
Whatever light that Kaylin saw isn't there anymore.
Everyone got back to home base uninjured.
There is a storm coming.
For a second, we thought we saw the lights flicker on in an adjacent house.
We have some things, but it's not enough even for another week.
You think you maybe hear something in the basement.
We hid the chocolate under some floorboards.
James lost his favorite flashlight and doesn't know where it went.
And we are alive.
You're back in the house. That slight chill is in the air. Since technology doesn't seem to be working quite right, you haven't gotten the heater on, but maybe if you tried going down to the furnace room, maybe that's in the basement, maybe you could try warming the house up. We have new food to organize.
Is there a real fireplace in this house?
Well, here's a good question. Whose house is it? Is it one of your houses?
My pitch is Bree's house, because she knew immediately where to hide the chocolate. Like, had a hiding space that she was familiar with.
I'm gonna make you roll, Zola, since it's Bree's house. Roll okay. 9 dice to determine if there is a fireplace.
Well, I didn't roll any ones, and I got 2 sixes.
Okay. What do you want to describe this house? How do you want to describe this house? What does it have?
I think it's like a 2-story house. And I think there is a fireplace that one could build a fire in. It's not used much, and so there's not, like, we don't have, like, fire supplies, like logs, easily available because it's kind of just there for show.
James, you would have to put your wilderness skills to use if you wanted to find some wood to start a fire.
Well, if we don't have any electricity, I'm assuming, because that's the way that things are. So James has started in the living room making just like a big pile of all of the food and all the supplies, and is cataloging all of it and like sorting all of it, and then takes one big sigh and then talks to whoever is also in the living room, theoretically around, watching him do all this calculation and say like, well, I don't know how much longer we're going to need, but this will maybe give us 5 more days, and that's if I can find a way to heat things up. I'm not too bad starting a fire, you know, Bill got his badge before me, but I still got mine. So I believe I'll be able to do it, but I would love a buddy to go look for firewood, or kindling. If anyone is interested in that. But, something fun, I believe I will be able to make a peach cobbler once we are able, if we find firewood, because some very smart person grabbed some sugar and some flour. So that will be the sweet treat that we will get at the end of this, if anyone is able to bring whoever comes outside with me gets first bite, is what I'm gonna say. So I need someone to walk outside with.
Yeah, I think Kaylin is there because I imagine that she immediately started loading flashlights. Hmm. Just like making sure that all the flashlights that we took have batteries and are functioning.
I think Devin is also probably still in the room because running with bottles of water isn't really the easiest thing. So I think he's just been here still catching his breath after.
Devin, is that a hand?
What? more carrying things. And okay, yeah.
Oh, no, I can do all the carrying. Mm. I know that you have quite a perceptive eye, so if you are able to find out all of those twigs, I will be able to hold them.
I just gotta point things out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could do that. Yeah. Yeah, I can.
Well, how stupendous. All right, well, yeah, because of the danger of, you know, the general situation here, it feels ill-advised if anyone else wants to come with us, just, you know, to keep numbers up, but, yeah, I suppose we'll go a-looking, unless that seems like a bad idea to anybody.
I'll keep lookout.
Thank you kindly.
And she's gonna hand Devin one of the flashlights. And James, but she's making sure Devin has one for sure.
He happily takes it. Turns it on immediately.
I think that Lizzie is also in the room and has taken a leg off of the coffee table and has been sharpening it with the shitty paring knife. And is like sitting on the love seat, but wrong. And goes... If something happens, you know, just yell, scream, shriek. I'll hear it.
I would like you to make a conflict resolution roll to see how well you're actually carving this leg.
I can't imagine it's good.
And it's still, you didn't roll any ones before, so it's still 9 dice that you can roll.
Well, the cool thing is that I just rolled 2 ones and no sixes.
Do you have a trait? Who has a trait active?
Well, I got stubborn, and you know, if it's woodwork and help that you need, it'll all work itself out in the end. I'll burn stubborn. If I see Lizzie struggling with this, he won't do it for her because that would be rude, and everyone needs to learn at their own pace. And I think he'll just be like, oh, I see you're struggling to sharpen that a bit there. If you hold it more at a little bit more of an angle, I think you'll be able to find you can get it sharper a little bit quicker. I know it that stuff can take time.
Reroll those 2 ones. See if you get a 6.
That's a 1 and a 3.
Damn.
Darken one of those candles. The scene is gonna end.
I point at the shavings and say, there's your kindling.
Oh, what a great closer.
These things are true. The world is dark.
The fire, small as it is, has blown smoke out of the chimney and has alerted that we are in here.
Sound from the basement has changed. Wouldn't say it's louder now, but it's changed.
One of us found a bat in Bree's parents' room.
The peach cobbler was delicious and actually is gonna last us for maybe a little bit longer than we thought it was gonna.
There's a wind picking up outside.
The light that flickered across the street has now turned on. Your neighbor's house is illuminated.
The storm isn't here yet, but the air feels like it's getting moister every hour.
And we are alive.
You can tell the clouds are going to burst at any moment. It's windy. And there's wind coming down through the chimney and causing the small fire to flicker, and it looks like it could go out at any moment. The streets outside are empty. Empty as they've been for days. But you see there's a light that's gone on. At your neighbor's house.
I think Kaylin just announces, like, I'm gonna go look.
I mean, we don't know why the light turned on.
Only one way to be sure.
It's weird.
Well, can't be them.
I mean, it's weird.
Why can't it?
They don't like the light. I'm gonna go look.
Don't go off alone.
Then come with me.
If we're going, we're taking the baseball bat.
Uppy.
Oh. Well, if you're taking the bat with you, then I'm going to go where the bat goes.
Is no one else concerned about the noise from the basement? I feel like that's a bit of a bigger worry than someone else's lights being on.
James, I just can't think about it right now.
It's in the basement. Let's just leave it in the basement. If it hasn't gotten here yet.
If there's someone next door who can turn their lights on, we're safer there. And then the basement is not the problem.
But what if the people, some, you know, and in a lot of these cases, the human beings are actually much more dangerous than the real monsters are. So what if we go over there and then there's a really large, scary man who wants to take all of our supplies and our baseball bat, and then we're batless.
We do have the bat. We could use it against there are five of us. Chill. I mean,
you go for the knees first, the back of the neck when they double over. Come on,
Bree. Are your neighbors like cool?
I mean, I haven't really talked to them, but you all live on the block too. Do we know whose house that is?
Who wants to roll for narrative rights?
I think Devin's
the dice bad.
The least amount of knowledge of who could live here.
Things happen badly.
Fuck it, I'll do it. No one else is doing
okay.
It.
Okay.
You're so brave. You're so,
so powerful.
Brave.
Okay, how many am I? I'm rolling eight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got 2 sixes, 2 ones.
Okay, so. I didn't get any sixes. I could take those ones and have more dice. But you get narrative rights. What's who are those neighbors? Whose house was it that the lights turned on?
I think that it's a woman named Kathy, and her friend Susan, who are really enthusiastic knitters, and they run like a knitting circle in town. But for some reason, everybody's parents are weird about them. But like they knit, and that's all that I know because I'm 12.
What are their names again?
Kathy and Susan.
Lizzie fucking loves Kathy and Susan.
Then Lizzie, you know whose house that is. That's Kathy and Susan's house. How do you feel about James saying, you know, and Kaylin, they're saying they're gonna go and kill the, you know, smack down whoever's in that house?
Listen, guys, I know that the whole lights lighting up in that house thing is also freaky to me, you know? That's like a beacon. And I don't know if we want to be beacons, but Kathy and Susan are great. They're great. If they're in there, they'll help us.
You make a fair point. I once taught them a knot, and because of that, they gave me a slice of pie, so I, you know, that's fair. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm just, you know, scared. Scared these days. But yeah,
there's a lot going on right now.
Well, if we're all going, I'll go, but I don't like it.
We can still take the bat, just be a little less bat forward, I think.
Yes. We're gonna need to move fast. This is a recon mission, so we're gonna grab what fits in our pockets. We can come back for more stuff if we figure out it's safe. Let's go.
All right.
Keep up.
I was wondering, while we're still here, if I may live my moment.
Yeah. First of all, what is your moment?
I will find hope in the flames burning before me.
Then you will, you get to decide if you're living your moment. You're going to roll a conflict roll. And so it is currently 6 dice. So you'll roll 6 dice and see if there is a success or not. It works like a normal conflict roll. So
that is no 6s, no 1s either.
Then that means the scene ends and your hope is dashed. Ooh. So as people are heading out the door, how does Devin feel?
Everyone else here might know these two ladies, roommates, living in this house. I do not. Even if they are the ones who are turning on these lights, that doesn't mean I trust them. The other things, them, they can look like anyone, everyone. Just because we go over there and we see Cassie and Susan, or whatever their names are, doesn't mean that they're the real Cassie and Susan. So I can cut my eyes out. I don't trust them.
These things are true. The world is dark.
Kathy and Susan were there, but they're staying in a room where the lights still aren't on.
We had to use the bat.
While we were out, something opened the basement door at our home base.
With the electricity on at Kathy and Susan's house, you could hear the sounds of a TV playing an emergency local access alert. This warning sound.
Izzy leaves an apology note to Kathy and Susan for what happened in their dining room.
And we are all alive. You're still in Kathy and Susan's house? Or were you heading them back to your...
I'd love it if we were in a bloody dining room. That's just me, though.
Okay. Yeah. James, you're holding the bat.
Oh, God!
Blood drips from it. Lizzie, you are frantically scrawling a note. You can see that you try the basement door and it's locked. Presumably, Kathy and Susan are down there. They're nowhere else in the house. The lights are on. The electricity and gas, things seem to be working. You can explore. What do you do with the dining room? Recently, a place that you do not want to go back into.
I think James's nails are just digging into the wood of the base of the bat.
I mean, someone had to turn the lights on. So there's gotta be someone here, right?
There certainly was someone here.
I don't think they... God.
What? Did I hit?
I think it was one of them. Right? What is... It's gotta be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gotta be one of them.
I think that Lizzie tears a strip off of her huge band tee and starts patting the blood off of James's face. And it's like, it was definitely one of them. It had to have been one of them.
Where is the TV? like in compared to the dining hall or dining room?
The living room, which is the next room over.
I think Bree's just gonna like go and try to find the knob to turn the TV off.
Can you roll a conflict roll resolution for me, please?
It's 7, right?
Yes.
I got 2 6s and a 1. I'm gonna just get rid of the 1.
Okay. I did not roll any 6s, so you have narrative control. As you go into the living room, describe what Bree sees and does.
Yeah, I think in her mind she's just like, that noise is really annoying and loud, and I just want to turn that off, because then at least it'll be quiet. And so she goes and finds... I think she doesn't even bother looking for, like, a remote. She just goes and, like, finds where it's plugged in and unplugs it. And, like, that emergency alert sound that was just in the background just goes off. And I think she doesn't really want to go back into the dining room, so she's going to look around for, like, some books or something in this room.
Kathy and Susan had a great library. There's hand-knitted blankets on the couch.
I think she's just going to go look at the bookcase.
What do you all do back in the dining room?
I was going to say, as soon as Lizzie starts wiping blood off of my face, I will drop the bat and just hug Lizzie really, 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 really tightly and cry, but not, like, be actively trying to hide it, I think.
Lizzie has her arms, like, bent but up and is like, I don't know how to touch another person. No. But is not pushing James off.
Devin picks up the bat. Yeah.
And then I think James, yeah, will probably pull back and will like smile, like try and weakly smile up at Lizzie, red in the teeth. doesn't look great. And probably is just like, thanks.
Yeah. And she hands him the rag, is like, you want to get your teeth. It's not good.
Oh, that's bad. You know, bloodborne diseases are actually kind of some of the worst diseases that you can get.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Lizzie is going to also go into the living room and gather up some of the blankets, because I think that the fire is not going to last very much longer if it hasn't burnt out while we're here.
Yeah, I was going to say books too.
Yeah.
Bree's not looking for books for kindling.
Kaylin's going to patrol this joint.
Ooh, want to look through the whole house?
Yes. I do not want us to be surprised again.
Make a conflict resolution roll with 6 dice.
12 I didn't get any of them. And I got 1-1.
No 6s, 1-1. So unless someone... or you wants to burn a trait, that will be a failure, and we'll move on to the next scene.
I will burn observant. Ooh, and I will join Galen.
Okay.
Yes.
Burn observant, yes. And re-roll that 1.
We got a 5. Sorry.
The scene is gonna end.
They hate us out here.
These things are true. The world is dark.
We can never go back to our home base.
We saw something move in the backyard.
We can't go back to our house because our house is on fire.
We think we hear a dog barking in the backyard?
we are alive. As Lizzie and Kaylin look around the house, you are quickly distracted by a view out the window of the home base, Bree's house, on fire. You also can see that it is raining, but the storm doesn't seem to be putting out the flames. If anything, it's like the flames are growing against that the storm, and there's a dog barking somewhere outside.
How on fire is it right now?
You like flames flickering up. You can see that, like, the house is aglow from the inside, and smoke is coming out of it, with flames kind of starting to lick up out of the windows and climb maybe up to the second floor. So not fully engulfed, but...
I'm gonna try to go back to the base!
Kaylin!
I know I was the one who said we couldn't, but Kaylin is looking at this and is like, we've got, like, jugs of water. We've got spare batteries. We've got so much shit we need to survive in there. I'm going for it. I'm going fast.
Kaylin.
Lizzie, you definitely see Kaylin start to sprint since you two were together.
Yeah, I'm... Lizzie grabs Kaylin by the wrist and is like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Make a conflict resolution roll to grab at Kaylin. Six dice.
Okay. So that's 1-6, but also 1-1.
Okay. I also got 1-6. So, unless someone wants to burn a trait to reroll that one,
I'm gonna. My virtue is intelligent.
How are you expressing your intelligence in this moment?
We had enough in there for about a week. How long do you think we can survive with what's in here? We've got to go, and if we're going to go, we have to go now.
How long do you think you're going to survive in a burning house?
It's not that burning. Like,
it's pretty burning. You can see it.
These things progress logically. The house isn't just going to fall down around me. I can get in and out with something.
Reroll that one.
That's a 4.
Okay. Kaylin, you are able to pull free and escape from Lizzie's grasp. And you run outside into the rain towards the burning house. You... throw open the door. There is so much smoke that spills out. You're coughing against it, and you can see down the long hallway. The front door actually has a clear enough view to the door that leads to the basement. You see that it is open, and there is something, someone, a human figure, a humanish figure, standing in the middle of the hallway like a shadow while the flames engulf it and it's moving slowly walking towards you. What do you do?
I would absolutely love to live my moment, which has just been revealed.
Yes. What's your moment?
I'll find hope when I can put my athletics to good use.
Woo!
Woo! Okay.
I am going to juke around this figure, grab James's backpacks, and bolt.
Roll, make a conflict resolution roll to see if you live this moment.
There's so much shit in there.
Please.
2 6s.
Wow.
Yes.
1-1.
Let's go.
Are there any ones?
1.
Okay, I will take that 1, but you have lived your moment. You gain a hope dice, and describe how you put your athletic skills to use.
Like, Kaylin is, first of all, extremely fast. And she's also... Listen, have you ever watched girls soccer?
Yeah. I've seen Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. Kaylin... Yeah. Kaylin runs up to this figure, fully, like, stomps on the back of one of its legs and gives a shove as she runs past directly to where the backpacks are, grabs them, and then takes another route out, maybe like the back door or something. Just like does not stop moving, is a blur.
What were everyone else doing back at the house?
I think I'm going to keep an eye on the door to see if and when Kaylin comes back. If it's like a, oh, I'm running back because I'm being like chased kind of deal. Like since I have the bat, I can do something now. I'm still not going. It's more of if she's running back and going to lead it here, I will do something about it.
I think Bree was sort of caught up in the moment of looking at the books, but then hearing the dog, and then seeing Kaylin run out, she notices that her house is on fire, and is just sort of watching through the window, just sort of like staring.
We said that Kathy and Susan were in this house, right?
Yes, but they are somewhere where it's dark, so... Everywhere that it's light, the house is lit up, but it's dark, presumably, in the basement.
I'm gonna wander by myself to this basement.
Okay.
I want to find Kathy and Susan. I think in like a shot. James's system is a bit out of whack right now, and I think he feels as though he should formally apologize for what occurred in the dining room to Kathy and Susan, and so he's going to slowly move down the stairs. Reaches for his flashlight, and it's not there in his pocket where it usually is, but keeps walking anyways.
I'd like you to roll to see what you find in the basement. I believe that's 5 dice now, since there was a 1. Yeah.
2 6s. 1 1.
Okay. I did not roll any 6s, so you have narrative control, but I will take another dice. Unless you would like to burn a trait.
I don't have any. Okay. I would like to go down to the basement, open the door, and then I'd like to think that it looks like it was like an old root cellar or like a wine cellar or something like that. It's not like furnished at all, but in the back corner with like one single like gas lantern that's very low. Are Kathy and Susan like huddled up next to each other, and there's like a bunch of like cans and jars next to them, and they're just sort of like huddled right next to each other in the back corner.
They gasp as this figure comes down.
Little boy, a little bit covered in blood completely.
Yeah.
But some of it's wiped off of his face. Stumbles forward. And turns to them and says, ladies, I'm very sorry. There's a bit of a mess in the dining room. So I came to apologize for that. And
Susan, I think, has stood up with the lantern is holding out almost in this kind of defensive position, but Kathy is like, James?
Yes.
You live down the street, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here? Where's your family?
You know, well, they said they were all going on a big road trip. And I was happy to stay behind, but it's been a bit long for that than what the planned dates were, at least. Me and some folks I know sort of hold up together when things got a little dark outside. So we were just visiting because your lights were on. But clearly it wasn't you who had turned the lights on. So
the TV said shelter in place, go down. We've just been sheltering down here. The basement's safe. If you have your friends, if you're not alone, you should have all of them come down here. It's safest down here.
Good to know. I'll go get the gang. It's all kids, you know. So we're all kids from the block. So I'll go and tell them. You guys stay here. Yeah. Sorry again. And then I think he'll scurry back up the stairs. and then find everyone else and say, Hey, folks! I found Susan and Kathy. They're downstairs. Looks like they've got some supplies and stuff, and they've been holing down there. And they just offered to have us hole down there with them. So,
has Kaylin returned?
Yeah, I mean, Kaylin was successful in grabbing the stuff. So, Kaylin was able to run back to the house.
I think she's in like the front hall, just like doubled over panting. Like she's hit her limit. And the two bags full of like first aid supplies and flashlights and whatever James had put in the backpacks, because she just grabbed the backpacks and ran.
Oh, wow, Kaylin, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yep. No problem.
See anything in the backyard?
I didn't come through the backyard. I went out the back door, came around to the front.
This is bad.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, this is bad. My house is on fire.
I mean...
Yeah.
There are kind of worse things happening, I guess. Like...
It's not that it's not bad that
is on fire. Yeah, your house is on fire. I'm sorry. That seemed a little insensitive, I know, when I said it.
But we're alive. We weren't in there when it caught. And that's important.
And maybe whatever was in the basement, maybe it got caught in the fire.
You said Kathy and Susan are here?
Oh, yeah. Kathy...
Hey, wait, what? Hold on.
Kathy and Susan are in the basement of this house, and they have been holding up per the recommendations on the television, and they've offered for us to join them. We don't have to, but I thought I would pass the offer along, considering that we've been ransacking their house a little bit.
Well, this is great, James. You know what this means?
No. What does it mean?
You're not a murderer. There was them. We were right. You were right.
Hey, thanks, Devin. Thanks, Devin.
See? Now that you can just take that right off your conscience.
Not that it was ever a possibility that you were.
It wasn't, no.
And Lizzie's
see,
looking directly in Devin's eyes and going,
if there was any doubt in his mind, he doesn't need to have it anymore.
Devin.
Yeah.
Can we be friends?
As long as you don't kill me, yeah. I think you're pretty cool.
Cool.
See, what's your moment? Just so we can know.
I will find hope when I make a new friend.
Would you like to live your moment?
Yes, I would love to live my moment.
Okay. Make a conflict resolution.
Oh, 2 sixes. No, what?
Let's go.
Nice.
Yes. Friendship.
Let's go.
The power of friendship.
The power of friendship.
friendship!
Our friendship always saves the day.
It is not gonna save the day.
And you gain a hope die.
Ow! Okay. That was great. I take one of the backpacks that Kaylin has that of mine, and I pull out a friendship bracelet, which I have made before, and I hand it to Devin.
Devin takes it, looks at it, and then very quickly, like head goes down and says, "Thank you," and like wraps it around his wrist.
Why is everyone staring at me?
Yeah, let's go to the basement. Let's go talk to them.
Kaylin is not staring at James. Kaylin is staring out the window in the front door. And has been since her return.
Make a conflict resolution. And it'll be 4 dice.
5. I have a special pink one that you can't steal from me.
Yes. What?
Yo.
I also did not, if you didn't roll any 6s, then...
I didn't roll any. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The scene ends. These things are true. The world is dark. Thirty Candles Suburban Oil was GM'd and directed by Saffron Heftigal. It featured B. Alexander as Lizzie Hammond, Kat as Kaylin Stewart McKenzie, Kendo as Devin Allen, Percival Walter as James Smith, and Zola Heftigal as Brianna Bree Peterson. Suburban Oil was edited by Saffron Heftigal and Kat. Sound design was by Saffron Heftigal, with assistance from Mitchell Young and Casey Fleming. Music for this episode was composed by Harrison Hurt. The theme song for the series, written by Harrison Lurie, Owen Prendergast, and Jared Charner-Cohen. Additional music and sound effects were sourced from freesound.org, zapsplat.com, and soundsnap.com under the Creative Commons Attribution License. For the full list of credits, please visit our website at midnightceremoniesmedia.com. Character and episode art for Suburban Oya was done by Emma Brand. Our publicity team this season includes Talon Cruz, Gina Fu, Addie Lillard, Lucy Kaplan, and Quinn Morrison. 30 Candles is a Midnight Ceremonies Media production and was produced by Casey Fleming. Part 2 of Suburbanoia will be coming out next week.
Proud member of the Rainbow Roll Network. Rainbow Roll.
Our stories, our voices.